You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Welcome to an hour of prayer with myself, Pastor Mika. We praise the Lord constantly. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, the Holy Spirit put on my spirit that as we enter into this hour, check all doubt into him. Check all fear into him right now. Amen. This is a doubt-free, fear-free, worry-free, anxiety-free, depressed-free, zone. Amen. This is a faith zone. Hallelujah. So let's check all doubt in to God. Amen. Let's turn it over. Let's turn over all unbelief. Let's check it at the door. Let's check out the anxiety at the door. Come on. Let's check rebasataya karabosonda, the pain at the door. Come on. Hallelujah. Reba shikia rabasanda rebasoto robasaya. Whatever is ailing, whatever causes you to, that takes your mind, that robs your thoughts, your mind from being one with the mind of Christ and from thinking on the truth and the things of God. Let's check it at the door. Hallelujah. Karabashandaraya. Let's commend our souls to bless the Lord. 1 hour. Not even a full hour. I'm quite sure that some of us, we spend a lot of time with these things that causes us to be burdened and downtrodden. Amen. In this hour, the Holy Spirit wants us to enter the place of faith. Come on. Saying, I'm entering the place of faith. I'm walking with God, who is able to do all things. I'm walking with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I'm following him. I'm denying myself, taking up my cross, and following after Jesus. And so, God, get us ready in this faith place, that whatever you speak, wherever you bring our imagination in Christ and in heaven, in the kingdom, may we grab hold of it. May it arrest us. May it begin to have a work on us. May it transform us. May we decrease so that you are increased. Hallelujah. So let us now praise the Lord. Amen. Let us worship. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for welcoming us in this place, and we welcome you in this place. Amen. Holy Spirit, make us sensitive. Holy Spirit, make us sensitive to your presence. Make us sensitive to your indwelling. Make us sensitive. Make our ears sensitive, our eyes sensitive to hearing and seeing. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. And we praise you right now. Hallelujah. And we glorify you right now. Hallelujah. And we worship you right now. Hallelujah. It's my prayer that you're joining me in this worship. It's my prayer that you're opening your mouth and releasing praise and worship and glorifying God in your own relationship. amen with him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We declare hallelujah. We give you our highest praise. Hallelujah. We take the praise that we've been putting on people and the praise that we've been putting on things and the praise that we've been putting on ourselves and the praise that we've been putting on what we think that we're working out. Hallelujah. And the praise even that people are giving us, and we direct the praise unto you. We declare that you are Alpha and Omega. We declare that you are the great I am. We declare that you are, hallelujah, Yahweh. You are I am that I am. You are the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. You are the God of nothing is too hard for you. You are a God, the God, the only living God, that with you all things are possible. You are the God where there are no impossibilities. Hallelujah, Rabashaya. There are no impossibilities. There's nothing that is too hard. There are no mountains that he can't move. Even though the winds, hallelujah, and the seas obey him. Hallelujah. The earth is his your footstool, oh God. Hallelujah. The heavens are your throne. Hallelujah. And we declare that we belong to you. You, Jesus, are our Lord and Savior. We repent of our sins, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We repent of worshiping things, worshiping people, worshiping money, worshiping problems, worshiping pain, worshiping children, worshiping husbands, worshiping wives, worshiping men, worshiping our own thoughts, worshiping ourselves in how great we want to be. God, no. We worship you. Reveal the idols in our lives, oh God. Tear down the idols in our life, oh God. We repent of even worshiping horoscopes and crystals and other gods, oh God. No, you told your people, hallelujah, that we are to, and you told the children of Israel, that we are that they were to worship you, serve you. In the New Testament, the first commandment, to love the Lord God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. Receive this as a love offering right now. Somebody say, receive my worship as a love offering right now. Receive my worship as a love gesture right now. Hallelujah, Rabashaya Karabosunda Rabasaya. Oh, Leba Sata Rebagadi Rabashaya. We declare, oh God, our allegiance to you. We declare, oh God, our love is you. We declare, oh God, our trust is you. Hallelujah. Rabbi Shaya, it is faith that pleases God. This is what scripture reveals. Amen. And in a time in this world, and in this day, and in this hour, and in this 23, amen. When distress is high and troubles are high, amen, and afflictions are high and mass shootings are high and strife is high and stress is high and selfish ways are high and evil ways and wickedness is high. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. God is calling us to him. God is taking us gently by the face and taking you gently by the face and turning your head and turning your eyes towards him. That this is not a time that we have the luxury, amen, to take our eyes off of Christ Jesus. In fact, our luxury is keeping our eyes set on Christ Jesus. Our eyes, our mind, our heart, our soul must be locked in to Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. When it is there's uncertainty, if you turn to the left or to the right, on this earth and in this world, uncertainty is high. But see, Jesus is our certainty. Yeah, yes, Lord. Jesus is our certainty. Jesus is our guarantee. Jesus is our way. Jesus, hallelujah, is the truth that we must listen to. Jesus is our confidence. Jesus is our assurance. Jesus is the one that we seek for reassurance. Amen. Come on, somebody. Jesus is the source of our life. Jesus is the source of our provision. Jesus is the source of our salvation. Jesus is the source of our protection. Jesus is the source. Somebody say the blood of Jesus. Jesus is, hallelujah, our source. Jesus and the Holy Spirit is communicating and ministering to us that he's well aware, amen, of what's going on this earth. And he's well aware of what's going on in your life. And he's well aware of what's going on in your heart. And he's well aware of what's going on in your household. And he's well aware of what's going on in your mind. And he's well aware of what's going on in your career. And he's well aware. Somebody say, he's well aware. Hallelujah. And what he is ministering unto us today is that we must be well aware of him. And we must be well aware of his truth. And we must be well aware of his ability. And we must be well aware of his power. Ah, yes, Lord. And we must be well aware of his Father through him. God, Yahweh, who is able by his outstretched hand to do miracles, signs, and wonders. And as he speaks this to us, come on, y'all. Hallelujah. He is saying to us on this day, he is saying to you, somebody say, he is saying to me on this day, that as we become well aware, as we become well aware of him, we must dumb ourselves and become less aware, come on, somebody, ooh, of the ways of the world. And we must become less aware of that which is communicated through our natural senses. And we need to become less aware of the reports from people. And we must become less aware of our situation. Amen. We were too well aware of our situation and the details of it, and it gets us caught up and trapped up, and we're too aware of how long it's been, and we're too aware and cognizant of our past versus being cognizant of the Holy Spirit. Woo! Yes, hallelujah. And we need to become less aware of who did what to us. And we need to become less aware. Hey, hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah, of what my bank account says and what my credit says and the Ale Bakatola Basaya of all these things says, and say, I'm going to take this to the throne and I'm going to seek wisdom and I'm going to seek Christ Jesus. Amen. Somebody say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Rabba Shakaraya. And then I operate from that place. And then I speak from that place. From what place? From the Christ place. From the mind of Christ place. From the truth place. I think from this place and I speak from this place and I move from this place. You see, we see it in scripture. Come on, let's go in the scripture. Amen. Because God is speaking to us and we're praying faith, Lord. Hallelujah. We're praying faith. Amen. But I'm reminded of a woman. Amen. Hallelujah. Who had an issue of blood. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, the people refer to her, and scripture even refers to her as by her condition. And we need to stop referring to ourselves, amen, as we come to Jesus, are in Jesus, walking with Jesus. We need to stop referring to ourselves by our condition and by the condition. Don't claim the condition. Unless the condition is faith and the condition is Christ, the condition is whole, healed, well, blessed. That is the condition. The condition is prospering. The condition is success. That's the condition. Hallelujah. The condition is son. The condition is daughter. Come on. Let us get into it. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, the scripture refers to, amen, as the people refers to this woman with the issue of blood. But there's something. Hallelujah. There's something about this woman that God is highlighting in this hour as we are in this faith zone and as he is ministering to us that the way we think needs to change and align and agree with Christ in heaven. Come on, somebody say heaven on earth, heaven in my mind, heaven in my heart, heaven in my soul, heaven at the in my hands. Come on, hallelujah, heaven on my feet, heaven, hallelujah, on earth. She had an issue for 12 years. She, the issue of blood, amen. Who's had an issue, a financial issue for? Okay, that's time. It's been so long. Who had a marital issue, a child issue, a drug issue, a pornography issue? Come on. Oopsie, sharebu. Nope, not really. Holy Spirit. A people pleasing issue, a heart issue, a back issue, a business issue, a ministry issue, a writing issue, a creative issue, whatever the issue, a fear issue, an insecurity issue, whatever the issue. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. She had this issue. She sought the doctors out. She spent everything that she had. The issue got worse. Who tried it? Who's trying it? The world's way. Who's trying it? Your profession's way, who's trying to get the doctor's way, and it's still, I believe that in this hour, in this time, we gotta run to Jesus. We gotta come to Jesus and seek the way through Jesus, and not in our own wisdom, but in heavenly kingdom wisdom. Amen. She heard about Jesus. And as soon as she heard about Jesus, it changed the way she thought. But what do you mean, Pastor Mika? How do you know it changed the way she thought? Because she began to say, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Amen. And so now she's speaking of faith. Hallelujah. She's speaking now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. The evidence of things that's not seen. Did she see it yet? No, not in the natural, but she's seen it. Hallelujah. Faith by what she found out about Jesus. Amen. See, what we know about Jesus must override what we know from this world and what we're hearing in the news, and what politics is saying, and what the seven mountains of influence, government, business, entertainment, and media is saying. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And what the doctors are saying. Come on, somebody. Jesus wants us to turn to him. Jesus wants us to run to him. Jesus wants us to meet us, amen, in this place. Oh, Holy Spirit, okay, slow down. And so, Reshaya, or maybe I need to speed up. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 It changed the way she thought, and it changed the way she talked, amen. And it also, karabayando robashiha, it brought her into a now that gave her a short-term memory to what she been through, come out, and how long it been, that no longer had any power over her, but she was in this power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And so her actions now changed. In fact, having an issue of blood, she wasn't supposed to be out amongst the crowd. She wasn't supposed to be doing A, B, C, and D. She wasn't supposed to. Who is the Holy Spirit speaking to that the world is saying, or people are saying, you're not supposed to be doing? That's not a good idea. Come on, somebody. But faith will show you and tell you something else. Then it becomes, what and who will you follow? What and who will you believe? Somebody say Jesus. Woo! So she wasn't supposed to be out amongst the crowd. She, her condition deemed her unclean in this time. So she was supposed to isolate herself. But her faith, come on, faith, her faith says, I'm going to meet my Jesus. I'm going to touch Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to receive my healing. I'm going to get my wholeness. I'm going, amen, to overcome. I'm going to survive. I'm going to function in a sound mind. I'm going, amen, hallelujah, to gain employment. And I'm going to prosper. And I'm going to see increase, experience increase, and I'm going to walk in the manifestation of my prayers, and I'm going to see the will of God in the land of the living. Come on, somebody. The goodness of God in the land of the living. And so she sought Jesus, and she pushed through the crowd. And what is that like? What strength does she have to muster, being weakened, still feeling, amen, the pains and the weakness and all that came with having this health condition? And I'm reminded even right now of how the Holy Spirit or how God says that my strength is made perfect in your weakness. God's strength and God's grace will cause us to mount up on wings of eagles, to run. Mm-hmm. This is what happened, they say, when we wait on God, right? His grace and strength, this is just what a revelation that just came. It's his grace and strength will empower us to do. Amen. Will cause us to enter into a supernatural functioning. Come on, somebody. His grace and strength will take us to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. Somebody say, I got more, I'm experiencing more energy. We thank you, oh God, for touching and meeting those of us, your sons and daughters, who are feeling tired and who are feeling downtrodden and who are feeling overwhelmed and who are feeling stuck and who are feeling like I don't know which way to go. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Rabba Shangandaraya. And who are feeling lonely and who are feeling afraid and who are grieving and who are mourning and who are uncomfortable. Rabba Shangandorobasaya. And who are scared and who are in the cold and isolated. God, I thank you for reaching, extending your hand and pulling them out of that place. God, I thank you for adding unto them. God, I thank you for your strength and your grace that's being released and deposited right now, even right now, in the name of Jesus. And so she touched. And so she made it to Christ. Come on, faith. And she touched the hem of his garment, and immediately virtue came, was transferred. Come on, somebody. Transfer. Mm-hmm. We thank you for heavenly transfers. Let's just stop right there and pray on this. We thank you for heavenly transfers. We thank you for the transfer of peace, oh God. We thank you for your virtues being transferred into our lives, oh God, deposited into our life. Oh God, we thank you for love, oh God. We thank you for joy, oh God. We thank you for laughter, oh God. We thank you for promotion, oh God. We thank you for advocating for us, oh God. We thank you for speaking on our behalf, promoting us, oh God. Oh, I just saw like wings. Amen. Hallelujah. That God is causing us to go further in our name, to go further in our projects and our ministry and our endeavors, to go further than our own reach, than our own network reach, than our own skill reach and talent reach and ability reach. Come out. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Rabbi Shanga. Virtue came out of, was withdrawn from Jesus. I thank you for our heavenly accounts that we, every time we go into worship and every time we go into prayer and every time we go into the word and every time we extend our hands up to heaven, there's a withdrawal happening. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you for the withdrawal. Thank you for the withdrawal of healing. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, for the withdrawal of provision. Thank you, Jehovah Ra'ah, our shepherd, for the withdrawal that we lack nothing. Oh, and even as I say that, I thank you for preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. I thank you that our cup is running over. Somebody say, no more dry cup. I'm no longer longer operating from the dry place. I'm no longer functioning and talking and thinking from the dry place, the empty place, the famished place. Father God, I thank you for the transfer, the exchange. Hallelujah, Reba Shaya, for a harvest, a festival instead of a famine. Come on. For wealth instead of worry. For health. Amen. Instead of Rishongondoroyo. Okay, I'm going to just say what came to my spirit. Hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Health. Amen. Going through having afflictions and body things. It's not heaven. Hello. Amen. We thank you for health. We thank you, oh God. Even just what came to me was people with court issues. Thank you, oh God, for entering in that place. Ah, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for touching every single person under the sound of my voice in a very intimate way. In the very intimate way. See, we're all coming, and our prayer is like our fingerprint is unique. In general, some of it, we all have a fingerprint. That's the general, amen? But the specifics, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting us. Somebody needs to say that. I thank you, Lord God, for meeting me in the specifics of my needs. Meeting me in this very specific, intimate place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for sending your angels, dispatching legions of your angels to minister to your children right now, to heal your children right now, to help your children right now, to restore your children right now, to lead them even through that fiery furnace right now, that they come out untouched by that which tried to destroy them. I thank you, oh God, for entering into the caves and the tombs as you called, you shut the mouths of the lions, and Daniel came out untouched. I thank you as you're pulling us out, like Jesus called Lazarus, come forth. I thank you for causing us to come forth. I thank you, oh God, that now there's a tide change and a season change. And somebody say, it's my time and it's my season. Hallelujah. Reba shoko reba saya. Hallelujah. And to advance and to prosper. And even I hear God to say, in making you known by your gifts and your talents and your abilities, where you've been overlooked. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that now you're being spotlighted. Oh, you've been underestimated. Oh, come on. Now you're the estimation. All right. And see, in this intimate exchange with Jesus, in this intimate encounter. See, that's what she had. She had an intimate encounter with Jesus. Even amongst everyone, she had an intimate encounter that she touched Jesus like no one else touched him in that moment. Come on, we're reaching out. In this hour of prayer, we're reaching out and touching Jesus. It is faith that pleases God. It is faith in the Gospels that got Jesus' attention, that stopped Jesus in his tracks. Somebody saying, I'm having a Jesus encounter, a Jesus experience, one encounter with Jesus, her one encounter with Jesus. Woo, Kaya Rabbi Shanda Rabasaya changed her entire life. I believe that God is wanting us to come to him and seek him and trust him and look to him as the only source. All my eggs are in my Jesus basket. Hello? Hello? And in this intimate exchange that she had with her Lord and Savior, in this intimate exchange, somebody say, in this intimate exchange that I'm having with my Lord and Savior, we know that it was an intimate, loving relationship simply by Jesus' response and what he calls her. And he refers to her as daughter. This speaks family. This speaks intimacy. This speaks relationship. This speaks beloved. This speaks apple of God's eye. We must become well aware of what Jesus calls us and what he refers to us as. And not by what the past refers to us as, and people refers to us as, and conditions and things that we had to travail through refers to us as. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He tells her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Your faith. Your faith. He didn't say, I made you whole. It is her faith that made her whole. And there's a couple of things that the Lord is highlighting that I want to touch on. One, notice that when man does something, even in the slightest thing, come on, and I don't see no man walking around talking, and we touch the hem of their garment and we hope. Okay, skaraya. Skaraya. But see, men like to give themselves too much praise, and men like to take the credit, and men like to say, look at me and look what I did, and ooh, 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 and everybody look at me and look at me. Let's learn from Jesus a little something. A little humility. A little self-denial. Come on. A little giving God the glory and not ourselves the glory. Skaraya. Skaraya. But it also speaks to our faith. Faith, the power of faith. Elsewhere in scripture, it says, be it unto you according to your faith. In Mark 6:6, hold on, let me turn to it. I'm turning to it, y'all. Can I get a little elevator music? Because we're going somewhere. And we arrive in somewhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. But Jesus said, wait, hold on. I'll start at verse 4. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin, in his own house. This is when Jesus went to his hometown. And in verse 5 it says, and he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching than everywhere else. In Jesus' ministry, we see these pictures of people crying out, blind Bartimaeus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. When everyone around was saying, shh, quiet. And he had a Jesus encounter. His faith brought him into a new, somebody say, I'm coming into a new season, a new. Zacchaeus, being short in stature, his faith said, I'm going to use that tree right there to prop me up, not to exalt myself. Come on, y'all, the Holy Spirit. We got to get off of this self-exaltation stuff. That is not the kingdom. That's not the way of the kingdom. The way of the kingdom is self, bow down. Self, get in humility. Okay? Sparaya. Self, deny. So Zacchaeus, he uses the tree to position him and to prop him up. Amen. And notice, thank you, Holy Spirit, that his stature didn't cripple him. Come on, y'all. Resha kata reba gadia reboshoto roba gadala resha katora bashara bosoto roba sikia. Is this mindset and this attitude and this thing of looking at one aspect of us or our life or something that we don't have, and it's a disadvantage, and then it cripples us. And I can't, and then it causes a speaking of, I can't, will this ever change? How am I, right? This never happens, it will never happen. I always have to, if it's not one thing, it's a, he didn't have a disadvantage. In fact, that thing where maybe to other people look like a disadvantage, it set him up for a Jesus encounter. That a step letting our condition, the stature, a temporary moment dictate in influence, in shape. What we think about ourselves, what we think about the situation, and then indirectly what we think about God. Because if we're thinking, oh, this is never going to change, this is too big, this is too much, this is too heavy, then we're ultimately saying, I don't trust God. He can't do it. Lies. That's a lie. He is able. So maybe, amen, this is just a thing that you are using to position me to have a intimate encounter with you, a life-changing, mind-renewing, transformative encounter with you. We thank you, God, for that one encounter with you that changes everything. Zacchaeus got in that tree and Jesus came, went with him to his home and ate at his table. We thank you that we're eating with you in this season, that we're drinking from your well in this season, that you are meeting us in our place of need, help, cry. I think distress, worry, hope, faith. May we rise up in faith. May we rise up in faith. May we walk by faith. May we listen and do by faith. May we see. May we hear. And we thank you. And my faith is that even in this place of prayer, Lord God, you're answering our prayers. You're moving by your miracle signs and wonders. You're doing by your miracle signs and wonders. Mountains are being moved. Hallelujah. You are exalting us as we have humbled ourselves at your feet, oh God. I thank you, hallelujah, for blessing those who need provision. Thank you for providing. I thank you for the grace of healing. I thank you, oh God, for transformation. I thank you for advancement. I thank you for the repositioning. God, we just thank you for an encounter with you. May the encounters with you multiply. May we go deeper in our intimacy, in our relationship with you. Bless our children, our families. We plead the blood of Jesus over the schools, over the places that we will travel to and fro, unknown in this moment, oh God. I thank you for a special covering. I thank you, angels, for being dispatched to protect us, lead us, guide us, help us, bless us, speak to us, and reveal, hallelujah, as much as God, the Lord deems regarding your will for us. And we thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Ya berekeka Adonai veshmerecha, ya Adonai panav lecha vikoneka, yisa Adonai panav lecha veyasem lecha shalom. God bless you. I'll see you next Sunday. Amen. Same time, same place, in faith, by faith. Hallelujah. And if you would love to give to this ministry, amen, you can either email me at thankyoujesus, spelled out with Mika, M-I-K-A, at gmail.com, or at on Venmo at Thank You Jesus Ministries. Amen. I know that as you give to this in this ground, that God, in my prayer is, and I believe and I know that God will give back unto us a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, doors opening in supernatural of the extraordinary taking place and overtaking us. In Jesus' name, may the blessings of the Lord overtake you. God bless you. Tell somebody. We'll come back to this place. We're not letting go. We're not giving up. We're not ceasing. We're going to pray and see God in this hour, in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.